August 4th, 2025. Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, part two, on this beautiful Monday evening. It's kind of a little cooler, a little breezy. So it's really been, our summer evenings have been really delightful in the last couple of weeks. And so I hope you're all taking advantage of that. I remain your host, Don Brown. And I am joined by my amazing producer, the mighty Max Martinson. I'm, of course, at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in the Work Hub Studios in the Five Points. And here on his second tour of duty with This Week in Waukesha, his first in podcast capacity is Bob Mitnock. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
And you remember, yeah, you're familiar with Chris Berman from ESPN, who makes up nicknames for all the players, like funny nicknames. So, like, yours would have to be Bob Mitnock at the Oasis.
There you go.
Who was that? Gladys Knight and the Pips, or I'm forgetting who that was.
Oh, that was Maria Muldaur.
Maria Muldaur, nice. Excellent.
Blues yeah, she was there 2 years ago. So
Bob, for the last 18 years, has been the coordinator of the Waukesha Rotary Annual Blues Fest that takes place at the beautiful Nagawaki Park. And this year, there's a great deal of excitement because your first headliner on Friday evening, this Friday, August 8th, is Mitch Ryder of Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, really one of the great legends of blues and rock. And he might be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for all I know. I wouldn't be surprised if he was.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either, but I don't know that for sure.
He certainly was an influencer, and there was a great great little tradition. Yeah, Max, if you have a second, if you can Google that, if you can ask if Mitch Ryder's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'd be interested in knowing, because Detroit's got such a great music tradition to rock and blues. And Mitch Ryder was a driving force.
He was inducted into the Michigan Rock and Roll Legends Hall of Fame.
That's good too.
And also inducted as a solo artist. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
And inducted into the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, well, one thing, you know, as you know, Les Paul's been inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and a lot of other ones, but I think the one we're proudest of in Waukesha is that he was inducted into the Inventors Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
For obviously for his innovative genius, shall we say. So, but we would not be very genius if we didn't, in the first podcast, and if you missed it, go back to it, Bob covered the lineup for the first night, Friday, August 8th, first day, I should say, because it starts early, of Blues Fest. And as promised in this segment, we talk about the Saturday, the day two, Saturday, August 9th lineup, which starts at 1 o'clock.
Right. And we can walk it right down from 1 o'clock if you'd like.
Let's do that. We'll build up to the there's a new headliner, right? We'll get to that. We'll build up some excitement.
A little adjustment on the headliner. Let's make it that way. Not completely new, but
okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. At 1 o'clock, we've got Too Sick Charlie. And Too Sick Charlie is obviously a stage name, but he's a solo blues guitarist, plays the cigar box blues guitars, and he actually is a doctor. hence his name there.
Did he have a hard time booking gigs during the COVID crisis? You know, like when after the shutdown, after everything was opened up, then people didn't want to book him because of the name or what?
I don't know. It's possible. Yeah, it's actually his second time playing for us. He was there. Yes.
He's a local talent.
He's from Madison.
Okay, not too far. Fantastic.
Yeah. And we have a couple of Madison bands. Then at 2:30, it's the Hi-Fi Comets from Madison. And they're a three-piece kind of rockabilly blues band.
Oh, cool. I love rockabilly.
So I think that'll be a real upbeat way to get the afternoon off and running. So
very cool.
Yeah. Then at 4 o'clock, it's Danny Garwood and Company. And Danny Garwood is he's based out of Nashville.
Oh, cool.
He's a younger up-and-coming guitarist that's been really recognized by the National Blues Associations and real good player. And so we thought, well, we'll give it a shot, and it should be a lot of fun. And and the price was right. So it worked out.
Where's the National Blues Association located? Is it in like Mississippi or Nashville? Or?
They always have their annual conferences in Memphis, and then they have some blues competitions. Nice. And he was performing in the, I don't know what they call it, the youth category, because I think he was only 16 at the time last year. Now he's might have hit 17, the old grand old age of 17, but he's an amazing player. He's really good. Yeah, so that should be a good show. 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
5:30. We've got Leroy Airmaster coming to back to the festival, and that's Steve Cohen and his whole crew who have played blues in Milwaukee for decades now. And the interesting part is they're going to do a reunion with Junior Brantley, who's the keyboard player in Short Stuff, if anybody remembers Short Stuff from the old days in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Well, he also played with Leroy Airmaster for a while, and he's up there in age too, but he's flying in from Las Vegas where he performs. And and Junior Brantley's played with everyone from the Fabulous Thunderbirds to you name it. He's just a great player. So
is it easier to book these guys out of Vegas because it's like so hot there in the summer?
Yeah, they're probably glad to get out of there.
A few days in the
I would agree. Yes. So that should be real good. And 7 o'clock, just before our headliner, we've got a band called Parker Barrow, and they're from down south. They're kind of a southern rock band, but with a lot of blues infused influence in their music. Sure. And they remind me a little bit of some early Leonard Skinner, but they've got a little more blues to their feel, and they've got a fabulous female front person that's just, you know, dynamite, you know, real strong vocal. And that was one that I got through one of the agencies I work with, and they said you should really try these guys out because they're pretty hot. So
that's pretty cool.
Get them on the way up before their name goes too big yet.
Love it.
Then our headliner. So we've got the Jimmies playing, who are a big Madison area band, but all over the state, Wisconsin loves them. And they were supposed to have Marcia Ball with them. And sadly, she is a little bit on the under the weather and a little bit
sorry to hear.
Ill. And so they said, you know, she really wanted to be there. And unfortunately, they had 4 dates booked with her in a little run here in the upper Midwest. And she just could not do it due to some medical issues. And so she said, you know, she's incredibly disappointed not to be able to play. But we do wish her a speedy recovery. And the good news, though, is that we found an unbelievable, and we did this within 24 hours, unbelievable singer to replace her sitting in with the Jimmies. So, you know, the Jimmies are a great band, but with, you know, we thought we just got to give it a little something extra. We can't have Marcia, you know, not be there and not have something to replace her. So we have Tracy Nelson. And I was not familiar with the name, but as I was looking into her a lot more today, this all went down over the course of today, found out she has got an amazing background. She started out in Madison. She's from Madison originally, but she moved out to the West Coast and to San Francisco in 1966 and worked with a band called Mother Earth. And you start looking into their background. They played the Fillmore, you know, out on in San Francisco, the Fillmore Auditorium with bands like Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. So she really got her lessons from the best back then.
Yeah, sure.
And she recorded a song that really, I guess, is kind of a signature song for her, Down So Low.
Okay.
And, it was re-recorded by Linda Ronstadt and Etta James and Cyndi Lauper even. So pretty interesting stuff. And she played with all kinds of interesting people over the years. Back in those days, she did some work with Michael Bloomfield, fabulous guitar player.
Yeah.
Charlie Musselwhite. And she had 2 Grammy nominations. One was a duet she did with Willie Nelson 1974, After the Fire Is Gone was a song, and got a Grammy nomination for that. And also one for another album that she did with, of all people, Marcia Ball and Irma Thomas. So I think she's going to be a very highly qualified replacement singer for the show.
And I was gonna say, great. Talk about pivoting. Great work there, Bob.
It should be pretty great. And that's great. I got to give a lot of credit to the Jimmys, too, because working with them, they were able to put it together. And
they tapped into their networks. Yeah, great. So, hey, with your blessing, I'd like to jump back to Mitch Ryder, because I'm on the band bios page on your website, and I noticed that in the one of the great hits, I forgot, probably his biggest hit, was Devil with a Blue Dress, which Springsteen fans will be familiar with because he covered that a lot, as well as other great artists. But his band, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, they sold 6 million records by 1968, and they placed 4 times in the top 10 of the U.S. charts in just 14 months.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
And Devil with a Blue Dress was his highest charting single at number 4. And another one I'm not as familiar with, Jenny Take a Ride, reached number 10 in 1965. But another interesting fact is that, in here in the bio, it says that Mitch Ryder was the last person to perform with soul legend Otis Redding. They performed the song Knock on Wood on December 9th, 1967 in Cleveland, on a local TV show, and sadly, Redding died in a plane crash the following day, planning on going to Madison, Wisconsin.
Right.
So, wow. So some real, quite a life and quite a great story. And I think that's the thing I love most about blues and jazz, are the stories behind the artists and the lives. And I think that's why blues resonates with so many of us, I guess, ordinary people, that we all live very extraordinary lives, and then the blues is a great way to chronicle that, as well as can be very therapeutic, depending on our moods. So
yeah. true, that's true.
Yeah, so I forgot to mention, when you appeared on the show last time when we were doing radio, and it was the 7 to 9 slot, so admire you guys for getting up so early, you were joined by Mayor Sean Riley. Is Sean still involved in the Blues Fest?
Very much so. He's becoming more and more involved all the time, and we like it. It's good. So.
And now that he'll be retiring from public office, his last days will be in early April of 2026. Does that give you permission to lean on him for more, even more help in his retirement with the Blues Fest?
It could happen. Yes, I think it's pretty likely.
Yeah.
But he's really stepped up and done a lot of things to really help us, some of it's his connections, I guess, but nothing. He just really enjoys what we're doing, and it's nice. Yeah. Even comes out and helps unload the truck, the sound and lighting trucks. So it's really nice.
Well, he's well known for his prowess behind the grill as a barbecue chef, if you will. So if you ever want to add another element to the concessions, maybe you can tap Sean in there.
Yeah,
he'd actually go for that, believe it or not. Like, there's city sponsored functions with, like, I know there was one, the police and the fire, right, where he would man one of the tents making barbecue. So I'm sure he'd love that, but I'm sure he doesn't love me volunteering him for extra duties, so.
Well, we do have some good food vendors there this year too.
Oh, good.
Bennett's Barbecue.
Wow. That'll get my wife to come for sure.
Yeah. Bennett's Barbecue, Dahlia's Bistro with their empanadas and great food. We've also got, who's the other one? We've got Mama D's Coffee there. So you can get some coffee and some other snacks.
That's the one by the train, by the railroad tracks, right? In Waukesha?
Yeah, I think it might be. And they've also got a place in Wales too. So. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay, yeah.
And another one. Then the fourth one is Lily Bell's, which is kind of a Caribbean menu of some jerk chicken and pork chop sandwiches, all kinds of good stuff. So it should be really good. And then we've got other vendors there too. We've got artists and crafters and a few commercial vendors that just help fill out the day, give people something to do between acts. And so.
Sure. Yeah. Well, if I remember correctly, too, it's still kid friendly, like it was a few years back, right?
Oh, yeah. Our children, I think it's 8 and under, are allowed free with parents to come in free. Okay. We don't get a lot of kids out there, just to be honest. Yeah. Probably isn't that much that entertains them, but
right.
Sometimes they'll play in the sand in the volleyball pits, but that's about it.
Yeah. Now, we have a picture of my one daughter. She had a, it was me and her, we had it taken in front of one of the Les Paul guitars that's now it's down, it's not just on display somewhere downtown, but at that Blues Fest that particular year, you had some of those guitars there on display. It was pretty neat at the park.
Yeah, so, yeah. It is. It's a fun thing. So,
will there be art on display like there was in previous fests?
We don't have the full art show anymore. Okay. You know, Lynn Gaffey used to do that, and that's something she had to kind of step back from.
Sure.
But we've been doing it now with one of the committee members and just mixing it up, like I say, with some artists. We do have some art that will be there and some crafters, and you might even see a siding or gutter person there. But it all helps pay the bills and keeps our... Yeah. Ticket costs down, so
sure. Yeah. Oh, that's terrific.
We are our ticket prices this year have not changed; they're the same as last year. So,
and what are those prices for everyone's benefit?
Well, the best thing is to look at them online. It's a little tricky because if you buy online, then there's like the fee for the ticket purveyor.
Oh yeah.
But if you buy in person at Waukesha State Bank or at the White House of Music in Waukesha, then it's just the flat rate. And right now that rate is $35 for one day or $55 for 2 days. Okay. And it goes up at the gate. There won't be any extra charges either. So it'll be $40 for one day or $65 for two. So, and there's also the elite seating option. If you want to sit up front and have a reserved seat, it costs more, but you can do that as well.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and here's the easy part too for anyone who wants to learn more, and I encourage you to do so. Go to WaukeshaBluesFest.com. That's WaukeshaBluesFest.com. So easy enough to remember, and definitely check out the band bios page because there's just a lot of great content there, a lot of great stories about the artist that I think will help whet your appetite before coming to see them perform. So. What's the thing you love most about Blues Fest, Bob, in all your years of working with it?
I think what I really honestly like is just to see the audience enjoy some of these acts. I mean, I kind of immerse myself in them getting ready for it. But by the time we get there and actually put them on stage and see people get excited, that's kind of fun. And I enjoy meeting some of them, too. I mean, amazing people over the years, so. It's quite interesting. We've had some wild names. We had Booker T and the MGs the first year, which is just unbelievable. And Mavis Staples sat in the dressing room with me after the show for a half hour talking about stories from, the Staples Singers days.
Wow.
So it was pretty wild.
Yeah. I was just telling someone the other night, I was here for Friday Night Live, and the cover band playing in front of me has played The Wait by the band, the classic band, song. And I was explaining to someone in the Martin Scorsese film, The Last Waltz, which was about their last concert at the Winterland Theater, that some of the songs were performed. They were like pre-recorded. Most of it was live. It was a live concert. But The Wait, the band had performed in collaboration with the Staples Singers, Mavis Staples. And it was brilliant. It was really well done.
Yeah.
And they all took the different Staples family members took turns singing different lines in the song or verses, shall we say. And it was a great memory. But speaking of memories, Bob, too, because you talk like those are definitely when you get to meet the artists at the show is like a really big deal. And my resume, I'm perhaps proudest of, I co-founded a jazz festival called Jumpin' Verb in Evanston, Illinois, which ran for like 4 years. In the final year, we had Dr. John.
But
speaking of The Last Waltz, but in year three, one of our headliners was McCoy Tyner, and he gave so it was a 5-day show, and the first four nights were indoors, and it was two shows, an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock show. And then Saturday we went outside, and it was from like 11 to 10, and we had like 5,000 people in downtown Evanston on a beautiful Saturday in September. But that first night it was McCoy Tyner, and I had the honor of driving him to his hotel in between shows. And so that was really great. So I'm sure we'll have to have you on the show again to talk about some of these memories. But in this last minute, is there anything you want listeners to know about the upcoming Blues Fest that we might have missed?
I don't think there's too much that we didn't cover. We've it looks like the weather's going to be pretty decent, so I think we should have a fun time. And if you haven't been out there, it's under a big tent, so that even if it rains a little bit, as long as we don't have any lightning or anything, we'll keep going. And some pretty amazing acts have played right through rainstorms, so it's pretty.
That sounds great.
Nice, yeah.
Bob Mitnack of the Waukesha Rotary Annual Blues Fest, thanks for joining us. We will see you this weekend at the Blues Fest, August 8th and 9th at Nagawaki Park. And don't forget, Mitch Ryder is the headliner on Friday the 8th. And then, of course, both days you've got a full schedule of great artists. So thanks again, everybody, for joining us. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everyone's right. Thanks again to Max for another great job. Thanks again, Bob, and to everybody. Go Ramila Mahagav Galer, and see ya!